Good morning, 735.
Commentary and analysis from Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel is brought to you by Liberty University. The President's State of the Union address and Senator Mark Rubio's Republican response are today's subject for our dueling commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel. First, here's Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. Apparently part of President Obama's contribution to so-called climate change is his recycling of ideas we've heard before. Spend more on education. Infrastructure? Heard it before. That's about union jobs. The economy? He says he'll cut the deficit but proposes new spending. He says he'll reform Social Security and Medicare but won't because Democrats love having the issue to beat up Republicans. He wants to reduce America's nuclear arsenal while Iran and North Korea build up theirs. The coming sequester? The director of the CBO says he can't score the proposal to replace it because he hasn't seen one. He spoke of a basic bargain that built this country, the idea that if you work hard and meet your responsibilities, you can get ahead, and then you'll be taxed at higher rates for your efforts. Senator Marco Rubio won the ideological battle in his inspirational and substantive response. Mike and Bruce.
And now here's Bob Beckel.
In his 1996 State of the Union address, President Bill Clinton said the era of big government is over. In the process, he stole the Republicans' message demanding a smaller federal government. In last night's State of the Union address released by the White House, President Obama said it's not a bigger government we need, but a smarter government. Once again, a Democratic president had stolen a Republican message. At least anyone think President Obama is calling for cutting government, think again. His message was a call for a smarter federal government that focused on middle-class job creation, infrastructure repair, education reform, immigration reform, and much more. Mr. Obama has called middle-class job creation his North Star. Last night, he called on Congress to join him in focusing all their energy on that task. President Obama sees the North Star. After that speech, the Republicans are seeing stars.
Cal and Bob's views are their own, and they are part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.